For much of his early months, Pinkerton spent most of his time not spying on the enemy, but instead hunting for enemy spies, people thought to be disloyal, or simply unscrupulous souls out to defraud the U.S. government. He set up surveillance operations against treason suspects and their families, following them and searching their homes, compiling hundreds of dossiers on them. Operatives prowled the city saloons. A doctor treated one of his agents for an ailment and aroused his patient's suspicion when he asked questions about troops in Memphis and Eastern Virginia. That was enough to put the physician under watch to see if he might travel north to spy. Pinkerton alerted the War Department to a large and complicated fraud scheme that 9 Chicago speculators and politicians tried to pull off to sell the Union Army poor quality cattle at inflated prices. He also spied on the Lincoln administration, feeding gossip he learned to McClellan. Pinkerton proved effective in applying his detective skills and those of his agents to uncover security threats. Within weeks of his arrival in Washington, he scored a counterintelligence triumph. Many secessionists who fled south to join the Confederate Army or its civilian government left behind in Washington and border states like Maryland wives or girlfriends who formed a corps of female Southern sympathizers, none more well-connected than Rose O'Neill Greenhow, who lived in a 3-story brick house in Lafayette Square across from the White House. A widow in her mid-40s when Pinkerton arrived in Washington, Greenhow, whose husband had been a scholarly Virginian and former State Department official, had dark eyes and olive skin. She oozed sensuality, particularly at night, when she let her sleek black hair, with only a few gray strands in it, fall down below her waist in her bedroom for one of her many lovers. She enunciated words in an unnaturally distinct way and had manners bordering on the theatrical, recalled a Union officer. Men found her captivating. Even Pinkerton, who had become her nemesis, thought she was beautiful and accomplished. Oddly adding to her allure, since March she had been wearing nothing but black to grieve over her daughter Gertrude's death.